Welcome back to Altoona High School, PIAA, AAA, Northwest Regional Wrestling Action. A full weekend of wrestling concluding here this evening. 106 pounds, Nick Allison, a sophomore from Mifflin County, 32-2. Jacob Vandy, a sophomore at 36-3 from Cathedral Prep. And it was a 9-0 win by Allison last year in these finals, but Vandy came right out, took Allison down. We are now in the second period. Nice low ankle by Vandy. The score tied at 2 apiece. Allison tying up around the waist, trying to stalemate the situation. Vandy pops ahead. Allison still hanging on now, gives it up. 2-point takedown for Jacob Vandy of Cathedral Prep, ranked fourth in the state right now. Vandy riding from the rear with the tight waist. And Nick Allison works back to his knees. Taking a look at the team scores right now. Delphont, who had a big afternoon. Six wrestlers in the finals here this evening. They are in first with 166.5. Cathedral Prep with five wrestlers in the finals with 152.5. Mifflin County is in third. Central Mountain, Du Bois, State College is sixth. Williamsport, seventh. Meadville, eighth. Selins Grove, ninth. Clearfield in 10th, and the Braves with one finalist back in 14th position. Of course, lots of great wrestling here this afternoon in the semifinals. That is the end of the second period, 4-2, the lead for Jacob Vandy. They'll start the third period down on the mat. Referee's down position. Vandy on the bottom, and he catches the leg of Allison on the way in, stands. Allison looks for a leg, Vandy on a reshot. Picks up the left leg, trips Allison, and actually comes down underneath Allison. Allison, some good counter wrestling. Vandy now back in a better position as he switches from a single to a double. Allison around the waist, rolls him to his side. Vandy trying to pop his head. Allison squeezing his head with his legs. Now Vandy pops ahead. Allison hanging on for dear life. Gives it up. 2-point takedown for Jacob Vandy of Cathedral Prep. He leads 7-2 with just about a minute to go. Over on the consolation mat, Kilnazdio of Williamsport. He's trailing 2-0, wrestling for a chance to go to Hershey next week. Meanwhile, Allison escapes. Nazdio wrestling Hayden Cunningham from State College. On their feet, over an underhook, are Vandy and Allison. 35 seconds to go. Nick Allison needs to come up with some magic if he's to repeat this Northwest Regional Wrestling Championship. Vandy thinking about a duck under. He's not going to really commit to too much with a 4-point lead and 20 seconds remaining. Allison moves in, ties up at the head of Vandy. Vandy underhooks. Keeping him tight. Keeping him real tight. Now backs away. Allison again. Vandy up under the arms. Allison trying to put on the front headlock. Vandy steps in. That is the end of the match. So the revenge is sweet for Jacob Vandy. 7-3 this year. Last year he lost 9-0. So Jacob Vandy is the 106-pound champion. We're back with the 113-pounders after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK. and at WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here. We're extending the Red Tax sale. We only have a once-a-year special Red Tax prices on every new and pre-owned vehicle, and it runs till the end of the month.
We have new Jeeps in stock with discounts up to $7,000. We also have a great selection of 2019 Rams with discounts up to $11,000, and over 100 pre-owned, all at Red Tag prices. It's exciting. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
And we are back, 113 pounds. It'll be Derek Keene, a sophomore from Central Mountain. Aiden O'Shea, a sophomore from Bellefonte. O'Shea 34-7. Keene 28-7. These two probably have wrestled each other many, many, many times. Let's take a look here. Let's see. Derek Keene was the District 6 champion. O'Shea, the District 6 runner-up. So they did wrestle last week. Let's check and see what that result would have been. We're waiting for the start of this. Consolation match is going overtime over there because of blood. Kale Nasdio trailing 3-0. All right, so last week, Keene with a fall over O'Shea. Derek Keene of Central Mountain with the fall. Win by Erie Prep at 106 pounds will certainly be a big help as they try and fight for that team title. Let's see if they've updated that yet. Oop, they just did as I turned it over. 156, so they're 10 points behind. Cathedral Prep is 10 points behind Bellefonte. That was a result of the win by Jacob Van D. On the consolation mat at 113, it will be Vince Ranella from Meadville and Phil Stark from Cathedral Prep. Stark was a District 10 second place last week. Vince Ranella. He was a winner, so Ranella winning last week. And now they're fighting for a trip to Hershey. But we are underway. 113 pounds, Derek Keene from Central Mountain and Aiden O'Shea of Bellefonte, both Big Seven wrestlers. Guys were on the mat when the Braves took on both these teams, Central Mountain early in the season and Bellefonte at the end. Wrestling on their knees, back to their feet. Keene, a wild shot in. Over and under hook as they come to their knees, now to their feet. And they go off the edge of the mat. Go back and look, but I think Kale Nasdio of Williamsport did not win that match and will not advance. Let's see how they have him listed here. No, he lost 3-0. So, highly touted freshman, though. I'll tell you, that kid, coach's son, Brian Nasdio, the head coach at Williamsport. Wrestler on that team in the, I think it was the late 80s. I have to go back. It's been a while. Now mentoring his son. And Williamsport was a real good team, too. Meanwhile, at an arm, Matt Keene from Central Mountain in on the legs. Picks O'Shea up, puts him down. 2-point takedown as they go off the edge of the mat. So Keene with a fall last week. 2-0 lead this week. Rides with a tight waist. O'Shea sits. And that is the end of the first period. A 2-0 lead for Derek Keene of Central Mountain. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Keene on the bottom, he's set. O'Shea on top. Keene inside stand, comes to his feet. Working for hand control, doesn't get it. O'Shea back heels him back to the mat. Keene just that quickly back to his feet. O'Shea drops to the ankles, tackles him out of bounds. Keene quickly to his feet again, turns, O'Shea with a single. Keene snakes around to the right side. O'Shea still has the right leg of Derek Keene. Keene clears it, circles to the rear, 2-point reversal for Derek Keene of Central Mountain. Controlling O'Shea with a tight waist. And more injury time over on the consolation mat. Meanwhile, O'Shea stands. Keene breaks him back down. O'Shea takes the arm, turns, clears the hip, stands. And a 1-point escape for Aiden O'Shea. 4-1 the score with 50 seconds to go in the second period. Again on their feet. Keene moves in, ties up on the head. Collar tied by both wrestlers. Oh, Keene really popped down on the head of O'Shea. Got him out of position, but couldn't capitalize as they come back to their feet. Keene with the underhook. Keene looks for an ankle trip. O'Shea, both these guys are real long and lanky, so it's kind of tough to get to their legs. Lanky. These physically guys are, these two guys are pretty much interchangeable. On their feet, circling. That is the end of the second period. 4-1 lead for Derek Keene from Central Mountain. Keene received a first round bye, then pinned Letko from Westinghouse. Then he pinned Stark from Erie Cathedral Prep. O'Shea, sixth seed, pinned Luke Seagraves of Williamsport. Pinned Mayer from Alderdice. Beat Vincent Rinelli, who was the number two seed, 2-0. So O'Shea taking the hard way here. But he's going to Hershey. Keene, oh, nice low ankle pick. Elevates the leg up. O'Shea tries to mule kick away. Keene finally able to get a handle on him. Breaks him to the mat. 2-point takedown for Derek Keene. Good exchange between those two. And they go off the edge of the mat. O'Shea sits at the whistle. Keene with a tight waist, stays in control. Gets his weight forward. Now riding the left wrist. Clock winding down, under a minute to go in the third period. Derek Keene from Central Mountain. Pretty easily handling Aiden O'Shea here. Referee down, looking, and I thought maybe he was getting ready to warn O'Shea for stalling, but I think he was looking for grabbing, not grabbing enough fingers. Not the case. They continue to wrestle. Keene breaks O'Shea down. Under 20 seconds to go. Belfont had to feel real good coming in here with the first four weights. Well, they've already lost two of them. Dury Prep has won one in the team point race. That is the end of the match. 7-1. Derek Keene beats Aiden O'Shea. And we'll take a look over on the consolation mat. 13-1, that time is winding down. And that is Vincent Ranella going to come away with a win there. Ranella from Meadville, 13-1 over Phil Stark. So we got the 120-pounders coming up, and we'll do that right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
And we are back. 120 pounds. Lane Ikey, a junior from Belfont, 20-4. Ranked 13th in the state. Carter Weaver, a freshman for the Williamsport Millionaires. He is 24-2. He's not ranked anywhere. And let's see here. Carter Weaver. See where he was seated at. Yeah, he was the second seed, Ikey the first seed, so they got that right. Wrestlers shake hands, and we are underway. Consolation Wrestling, Jamel Crockett from Cathedral Prep taking on Caleb Butterfield from Erie McDowell. Right now, Ikey and Weaver on their feet. Ikey in on the leg on Weaver. Sneaks out the back. 2-point takedown for Lane Ikey of Belfont. Mike Manny, the head coach at Belfont. Of course, he's a former Bald Eagle area wrestler and been glued to that chair. Three out of the first four that have been wrestled so far are Belfont wrestlers. And guess what? They got another one coming up. Right now, Ikey with a tight waist puts a near side cradle on Carter Weaver. Weaver breaks that stance. Ikey picks him up, plants him back to the mat. Reinforced bar on the left arm. Rolls him back and rolls him off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Weaver set, Ikey on top. And they're back underway. Of course, a big deal about winning here this evening. Not only can you brag about being a Northwest Regional Champion, but gives you a better seed next week. When you go to the state tournament, you're not going to draw a defending state champion in your first or second round. Of course, some of the guys here that are returning state champions, they don't care. Ikey 2-1 on the left arm of Weaver. He's dominated Weaver, but has only been able to score 2 points. Weaver up on all fours. Ikey breaks him down. comes underneath. Collar tie by Ikey. Weaver again up on all fours. Stands. Ikey going to take him off the edge of the mat with 5 seconds to go. Carter Weaver, the kind of guy you want to score some points on. You don't want to let him hang out because he can score points on you at the end and beat you. That is the end of the first period. Wayne Ikey, 2-0 lead over Carter Weaver. Consolation Wrestling. 2-2 tie between Crockett and Butterfield. Second period wrestling. Now Carter Weaver, he starts way before the referee even gets his whistle to his lips. He's going to start on top of the referee's down position. Ikey stands, forward roll, finds an ankle. They're going to come out neutral on the mat on their knees. Now they work back to their feet. Weaver trying to snap Ikey down. Ikey in deep on the left leg of Carter Weaver of Williamsport. Weaver with a whizzer. Ikey trying to pull him back in. Weaver's right foot is out of bounds, and when he stands, so is Ikey, so that puts him out of bounds. They'll go back into the center neutral. This match really is just a matchup between the physical development of a junior compared to the physical development of a freshman. It's not necessarily technique. Yeah, it's just maturity. And don't feel bad for Carter Weaver because he's going to be in this position. He's going to be a pretty darn good wrestler. Pretty darn good right now. On their feet, locked up. Referee going to call stalemate. Ikey drops to a knee. Weaver ties up on the head. Weaver looks for a leg. Ikey gives ground, underhooks. Weaver hanging on to the left arm of Ikey at the elbow. Not going to go anywhere with that. Ikey with a front headlock. He's got the chin of Weaver locked up. And they break apart. Weaver not giving up. He keeps pecking away at Ikey. Just not able to penetrate, get anything going. They'll go off the edge of the mat again with 4 seconds to go. And it looks like Ikey with some blood coming out of his mouth. We'll have to take care of that. Jamel Crockett and Caleb Butterfield tied it 2 apiece with 1:20 to go. Watched Jamel Crockett wrestle a couple of matches, and he does not wrestle a style I like. He reaches in, he grabs you, he ties you up, he moves, doesn't score a lot, doesn't let you score a lot, wrestles near the edge. Now the kid's just a sophomore, so he's going to have to improve as he goes along. And he will, wrestling for Erie Prep, but too much evasion, not enough wrestling. That's where he's at right now, 2-2. And gets an edge of the mat takedown to go ahead 4-2 with under a minute to go. Meanwhile, Ikey returns to the center of the mat. And for the final 3 seconds of the second period, now that's score 3-0 in favor of Lane Ikey. Choice in the third period, Weaver wants to go on his feet. Center circle, they lock up. And they clash heads. And boy, Weaver with a pretty good-looking goonie on above his left eye. That raised up real quickly. Doesn't appear to be any blood. But they definitely whacked. He's okay. He'll get back underway. Minute 16 to go in about. Minute 42. Can they lock up? Like he stays on his knees. Weaver not sure what to do there. Arm drag attempt by Ikey. And they go off the edge of the mat. Well, the mat, the consolation match just concluded. I don't know what happened other than Hayden Butterfield won by the score 4-3. And from what I could read, lips from across the gym said something that's probably not very appropriate for a high school kid. Oh, check that Crockett one, 4-3. Butterfield got a team point taken away. Oh, Crockett with a losing record. You check what he came in here with. He was the third place finisher last week, came in with a record of 8-11. So with a losing record going to the state tournament. Meanwhile, time winding down between Ikey and Weaver. Score remains 3-0. Ikey, the more physically dominant wrestler, just not able to score on Carter Weaver. You know, Weaver trying to make something happen here at the end. Front headlock and arm. Breaks Ikey to the mat. Ikey hanging on. Weaver going to try a big throw, and instead Ikey will get the takedown and win it 5-0. So Lane Ikey of Bellefonte, he scores their first team points here in the finals. Took them 3. And we'll check the team scores. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Murray Motors Chevrolet, one of the Susquehanna Valley's most progressive car and truck dealers, is now seeking honest, self-motivated sales professionals to join their team. You'll enjoy the opportunity to offer customers vehicles from their extensive inventory with competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert service after the sale. Murray Motors Chevrolet offers a great benefits package, including health, dental, and life insurance. 401k match and a terrific salary plus commission. Apply today at Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half mile south of the Susquehanna Valley Mall in Sealands Grove. Online at murraychevy.com.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
And we are back at Altoona. Here's the update on the team race. A Cathedral Prep had a winner in the consolation bracket, so they got some points. Bellefonte had a winner in the championship bracket, so they got more points. So right now, Bellefonte leads 170.5 to 158.5. And this match will feature a Bellefonte and Erie Prep wrestler, so this is going to be big towards the team championship. Jude Swisher, a sophomore for Bellefonte, 35-3, ranked 7th in the state. Kamen Smith, a sophomore, 34-7 for Cathedral Prep. He is ranked 14th in the state. And it is Swisher quickly in on the legs of Kamen. Two-point takedown for Jude Swisher. Mike Manning going to have to relinquish his seat after this match because coming up next is Altoona and Du Bois. Swisher lets Smith up. They're back in the center. Russian hook right by Swisher. They break apart. Swisher in deep on the right leg. Elevates the right leg in the air. Reaches across, takes a double, and a two-point takedown for Jude Swisher. He wants more as he locks in the cradle. Swisher with a cradle. He's got Smith in trouble. Smith breaks a cradle and gets a reversal. So we've got two-point takedown, two-point near fall, two-point reversal, 6-3. They stand and go off the edge of the mat. Consolation Bracket Wrestling. Taylor Weaver of Central Mountain, Damian Finnegan from Altoona, and it is Finnegan with a 2-0 lead. Smith picks an ankle on Swisher. Swisher clears that, stands, and escapes. And Smith in on a leg. Swisher down heavy on the head, front head and arm. Circles to the side, butt drag, circles to the rear. Two-point takedown for Jude Swisher. He leads 9-3. So what little scoring we had last match, we got lots of it now. Swisher locks on a cradle and puts Kamen Smith over on his back. Going to run out of time. Three-point near fall. And a 12-3 lead for Jude Swisher after one. Hard to believe this kid just a freshman. Or, excuse me, a sophomore. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Swisher on top. Picks an ankle. Tight waist breaks Smith to his stomach. Now goes one-on-one riding. Weight on the wrist keeps Smith pressed to the mat. Smith tries to come back to his base. Can't do it. Now does, and Swisher, well, had thoughts of letting him go, but just wants to get into a better position for a nearside cradle. Puts his head into the rib cage. Kamen stands, turns, one-point escape. As Swisher with a 12-4 lead over Smith. And off the edge of the mat they go. Wrestling on their feet. Again, they lock up. Swisher all over Smith. Smith trying a headlock. No deal. That doesn't work. Swisher in deep on the legs of Kamen Smith. Breaks him down. Two-point takedown for Swisher. He leads 14-4. Jude Swisher, the top seed. Pin DiGello from wherever MCD is, I'll have to check that out. McDowell. He then got a major decision over Finnegan of Altoona. Kamen Smith, the number two seed, beat Weaverling from State College 8-3. Major decision over Riley Harris of Williamsport 16-7. That's how he got here. All right, now Swisher has the far side cradle locked in, standing on his head trying to roll Kamen Smith to his back. Can't do it. Smith stays on his knees. It is the end of the second period. 14-4. Jude Swisher of Bellefonte leading Kamen Smith of Erie Prep. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Smith on top. Swisher tries to stand. Smith picks the leg up and shoves him into the coach's chairs. Swisher okay. In fact, he beats Smith back to the center. He's after running into the coaches for the consolation mat. Smith breaks Swisher down. Swisher back to his knees. Smith left side with a tight waist. And they go off the edge of the mat. Minute 32 to go in the bout. Back in the center. Swisher tries to stand. Smith wants to lock in a cradle near side. Now goes to work on a far side. Meanwhile, the big boom in the excitement. Headlock by the Altoona wrestler. I don't know if they're going to call him for a slam over there or not. Lots of Altoona fans right over by that far mat. There they are. Meanwhile, Swisher escapes. He leads 15-4. Shoots on the leg of Kamen Smith. Smith with the Whizzer. Tying up the hands. Swisher comes back the opposite way. Turns the corner. And gets a takedown. He leads 17-4. So not only is he helping his team's cause with a win, but he's going to get an extra half a point here. Peterson attempt by Smith. Swisher feels it, pops the arm free. Circles to the rear, stays in control. Breaks Kamen Smith down again. And they go off the edge of the mat with 7 seconds to go. Jude Swisher from Bellefont beating up on Kamen Smith here. Right now leading 17-4. At this point, I think he just wants to keep him down to prove a point. Smith to his feet. Swisher breaks him back down. And that is the end of the match. So it will remain 17-4. In favor of Jude Swisher. Consolation wrestling, it looks like a late takedown. For Taylor Weaver. Yes, Weaver of Central Mountain, a late takedown. Beating Damian Finnegan of Altoona 5-4. So quite a comeback there on the part of the Central Mountain wrestler. We'll take this short intermission. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Does where you buy a car really matter?
Stop in to W&L Subaru, discover the W&L difference, and decide for yourself.
You'll find a comfortable customer lounge with coffee, snacks, free Wi-Fi, and an amazing children's playroom. When you buy from W&L, they offer complimentary loaner cars plus free pickup and delivery within 40 miles for service appointments, free lifetime state inspections, and every fifth oil change is free.
It's time you discover the W&L difference. W&L Subaru, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Experience the difference yourself on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
And we're back, 132-pounders, Matt Sarbo. He's a defending Northwest Regional Champion from Altoona. He's a junior, 34-2, currently ranked fifth in the state. He will take on Trenton Donahue, who is a senior from Du Bois. He is 30-6, and he is currently ranked ninth in the state. And is Donahue, yeah, in the semifinals, had to come up with some late match heroics, a takedown on Owen Wolcott of State College to make it this far. Wolcott had pretty much done what he wanted up until that point. Donahue stuck with it. He's here. And I think Owen Wolcott is over on, yep, he's on the consolation mat. Now, just because you make it to the semifinals and lose doesn't mean you necessarily make it to the consolation finals. You still have to win a consolation semifinal match. And that has been traditionally probably one of the toughest matches to win for a semifinal loser ever. Quite often you'll see that semifinalist that losing again and get knocked out of the tournament. The consolation wrestling will be Alex Coppolo from Bellefont, Owen Wolcott of State College. But we are underway at 132 pounds. Sarbo of Altoona, Trenton Donahue from DuBois. Donahue looks for a leg in on the right leg, switches to a double. Sarbo with a scramble, comes out between. Donahue has the leg. Funk rolls a bounding here on the mat at 132. Right now, Sarbo in the better position. He's got the higher hips, heads up. Donahue has the leg. Sarbo able to clear the ankle and gets the takedown. He's going to let Donahue up. No, he's going to come out front. Try and put on the front, or the cradle. Now he lets Donahue up. 2-1 lead for Matt Sarbo. Sarbo, a low outside single. Beautifully executed by Matt Sarbo for the takedown. He was out where there was no way Donahue was going to counter him. Now he posts the right arm of Donahue on his back. Donahue clears the arm. Sarbo with the tight waist. Sarbo seems like he wants to let Donahue try something so he can counter and put him on his back. That goes to a bar on the right side. Donahue flat. Donahue not able to do anything. Reinforced bar. Going to roll Donahue over. Donahue continues to roll through. Sarbo catches him now. Puts him on his back. And that is the end of the first period. 3-point near fall for Matt Sarbo. And a totally dominant 7-1 lead. Second period wrestling. Sarbo of Altoona on the bottom. He's set. And they're back underway. Sarbo stands. Working for hand control. Gets it. 1-point escape for Matt Sarbo. Sarbo picks up the right leg. Shelves it. Trips Donahue to the mat. 2-point takedown as they go off the edge of the mat. Matt Sarbo doing whatever he wants to do right here in his home gymnasium. Put his hands on the back in the optional start. Doesn't let Donahue go. Now Donahue stands. Sarbo pushes him away, and as he does, he kicks his leg. Now Donahue with a heavily taped right knee, and that was the one he kicked. Oh, Sarbo snaps down, circles one way, comes back the opposite way. This is quite an impressive show. Elevates the inside leg, Turks the leg, and we got a bloody nose. Matt Sarbo making it look effortless as he leads 12-2 in the second period. Altoona coached by Joel Gilbert. DuBois, Ed Scott, his son will be up later on it. 152, defending state champion. Take a look at how these guys got here. Matt Sarbo with a technical fall over Smith from Punxsutawney. Pinned Luke Delaquila from St. Mary's. Trenton Donahue. He was a second seed. He beats Capolo from Belfont, 1-0. And then, as I mentioned, late match heroics to win 3-2 over Owen Wolcott. Wow, and in that period of time, Sarbo with another takedown. He let Donahue up. And some great quickness. And again, he tries kicking that leg as he lets him up. Donahue head outside single. Sarbo head outside single. Donahue tying up around the waist. Sarbo stepping back across. Two-point takedown for Matt Sarbo. Really impressive showing here. Turks the legs of Donahue. Trying to put Donahue over. He's got the left leg Turk. He's got him laying on his left side. Cranking on the upper body. Wow, he's got Donahue tied in knots. That is the end of the second period. 16-4, Matt Sarbo from Altoona. They're going to start the third period on their feet. Sarbo ties up on the head of Donahue. Oh, beautiful blast double by Sarbo. Picks Donahue up, puts him to the mat. Trent Donahue has no answers. 18-4. Working on the tech fall is Matt Sarbo. A very impressive display of wrestling skills by Matt Sarbo. And with a reinforced bar, he's got Donahue on his back. He doesn't pin him. He's going to get the tech fall. Donahue rolls through. 20-4 in 4:53, the time of the fall. A lot of fun to watch that match right there. Matt Sarbo, really an impressive young man. I'm not sure what happened over in the consolation match. We'll try and catch up with that, but we'll be right back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit SECV.com/TiVo to learn more.
And we are back. Riley Bauer of Williamsport, a sophomore, 32-4, ranked ninth in the state. Junior Chandler Ho from Du Bois, 29-10. He's ranked second in the region. That is our match at 138 pounds. And let's see who's wrestling over on the other mat. All right, looks like Clayton Leidy from State College and Kyler Everly. State College with a lot of wrestlers in the consolation finals here this evening. Well, we are underway. Bauer and Ho. Not sure if these two guys wrestled last week or not. Let me look and see in the finals. I don't think they did. Oh, yes, they did. Bauer with a 6-0 win. So a rematch from last week's district finals with Riley Bauer picking up the win. Wrestlers tie up briefly, break apart. And it looks like Bauer got a thumb to the eye. He'll be okay. They come back in. Bauer ties up in the head of Chandler Ho. Break apart. Ho looks for a leg. Bauer ties them up. They come back to their feet. And they go off the edge of the mat. Now coming up next, 145 pounds, Cade Balestrini. The Braves senior are making his fourth trip to Hershey next week. Tough draw here this evening, though. He's got to wrestle Pinero Johnson of Erie Prep. He's going to take everything he has to win this match. Johnson, probably the toughest kid he's wrestled all season long. Ho and Bauer exchange pleasantries off the edge of the mat, back in the center. And again off the edge of the mat. Two pretty good looking 138 pounders. Physically pretty much the same. And boy, they keep their feet moving. They're moving. They're looking for angles. Doing all the things the coaches tell you to do. Ho, straight in shot. Gets a leg of Riley Bauer. Bauer with a whizzer. And Bauer pulls him off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. That is the end of the first period. It is scoreless. We saw tons of scoring in the last match. Nothing here. Right now, Clayton Leidy of State College, 2-0 lead over Kyler Everly in the consolation match. Second period wrestling. Riley Bauer of Williamsport starts on the bottom, stands and escapes, so he leads 1-0. Now Bauer in on the leg of Ho. Ho ties up the ankles. Big scramble here right by the edge of the mat. Now Ho gets the advantage. Turns in. Goes from a double to a single. Bauer giving ground. And they go off the edge of the mat neutral. Back on their feet. Not even tied up. Now they tie up. No contact whatsoever. Now Bauer moves in, locks up on the head of Chandler Ho. He peels that off, part on their feet. Hand to the face by Bauer. Ho, low single, but off the edge of the mat. And I think Bauer got another thumb. Ho puts his hand right in there, and it's PIAA. Well, not only PIAA, it's all of wrestling. Says you can't do that, but he's getting away with it. Now Bauer goes after Ho. Ho up under the arm. Slows the action down. Takes a quick glimpse up. 7 seconds to go. And a 1-0 lead for Riley Bauer after two periods. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Bauer on top. He goes to work with a tight waist. Breaks the arm of Ho underneath him. Stays in control. Ho sits. Bauer with a tight waist. Tight waist, tight hips as he controls Colby Ho. Excuse me, Chandler Ho. Colby's his brother. Bauer breaks Ho to the mat. Trying to get a collar tie. Flattens Ho out. Ho back to his base. Now Bauer gets a leg in on the left side. Oh, Ho up underneath the leg. Trying to pull it off. Bauer traps the arm. Ho ripping on Bauer's leg, Bauer ripping on Ho's arm. They go off the edge of the mat. Under a minute to go, 1-0 the lead for Riley Bauer. And it looks like State College wrestler with a third place finish. So he comes over and jumps in the arms of his teammates. Meanwhile, Riley Bauer going to try and ride Chandler Ho out this whole period. Got weight on the wrist. He's got tight hips. Tries to slip a bar and roll Ho over for some cheap tilt points. Ho doesn't go with him. Ho sits, looks to the inside. Bauer the tight way, stays in control. One thing I've not seen a lot here this weekend, and I wish they'd pick it up a little bit, is not a lot of stalling. And it's not like it couldn't be called. It just hasn't been. 1-0 with 9 seconds to go. Riley Bauer with the lead. Ho anticipates a whistle. He's going to get cautioned for that. Ho, a switch attempt. Bauer settles him. Bars going to win this one, 1-0. Riley Bauer wins for the second week in a row. 6-0 last week, 1-0 tonight. Kate Balestrini on deck. We'll have him up right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC Truck in Sunbury. Shop no more. We have exactly what you're looking for. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We have the lowest prices guaranteed. If you're worried about your credit, worry no more. We have over 30 lenders at our fingertips waiting for you. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. Or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
And we are back. Pinero Johnson, junior, 35-2 from Erie Cathedral Prep, currently ranked fourth in the state. Kate Balestrini, senior, 31-3, currently ranked seventh in the state. Wrestlers come out. We'll have to wait a minute or two till they hand out the previous awards. Consolation Wrestling. Looks like Roman Marone of Williamsport. Ethan Kaufman of Mifflin County. Quick check on the points. Delphont with 175.5. Cathedral Prep with 158.5. Mifflin County with 137. The wrestlers shake hands, and we are underway. Watch Pinero Johnson wrestle twice here this weekend. He's something special. Wrestlers immediately drop to their knees. Johnson underhooks the arm of Balestrini. Balestrini up on all fours. Just drops to one knee, comes to his feet. They break apart. Johnson, low outside single attempt. Balestrini quickly away from it. And again, a partner in their feet. Oh, Pinero Johnson really snaps down heavy on the head of Balestrini. Balestrini recovers quickly. They come back to their feet, break apart. Johnson in, looks for a leg. Balestrini underhooks them. They drop to their knees. They're two cats fighting over a can of tuna right now. Back to their feet. They're spending a lot of their time on their knees with their claws up. Balestrini looks for a leg. Johnson clears the leg. Front headlock as he circles to the side. Balestrini blocks him, slows him down. Wrestling on their knees. Balestrini on a reshot. Johnson again tries to snap him down and circle around. Johnson looks for a leg, shoots to the back leg. Balestrini clears it. Back to their knees. They're going to end the first period scoreless. Panier Johnson from Erie Cathedral Prep. Kate Balestrini from Sunbury, USA. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Balestrini on the bottom. He is set. Johnson on top. Balestrini turns in underneath. Loosens the hips. Turns back in. One point escape for Cade Balestrini. He leads 1-0. Pinero Johnson again looks for a leg. Balestrini keeping his legs far away. Tie up, break apart. Balestrini drops to a knee. Fakes a shot. They tie up. Duck under attempt by Johnson. Balestrini arm bundle. He loses it. Panero Johnson is pretty well slapped together in the upper body. He simply pulled his arms away. Again, they lock up. Duck under attempt by Balestrini. Johnson takes a swipe at the leg of Balestrini. Balestrini attacks down heavy on the head. On their feet, they break apart. Johnson, head outside single, switches to a double. Balestrini neck wrench. Johnson picks him up, plants him. Balestrini on all fours, half Nelson by Johnson as they hit the mat. 2-point takedown. Panero Johnson, 1-point escape as he lets Balestrini up. Duck under attempt by Balestrini. Panero Johnson not there. Two-two tie with under 10 seconds to go. They're going to spend 10 seconds staring at each other. So Balestrini with a pair of escapes. Johnson with the takedown. They'll go referees down wrestling in the third period. Johnson on the bottom. Balestrini going to try and ride him a little bit. Johnson stands. Balestrini wanted to lift and plant him, but clearing the hips on the way back down. Panero Johnson gets the escape, leads 3-2. Now Balestrini on his horse going after Johnson. Johnson backing away. Gonna tie up anything he can. Backs away again. Not a lot of stalling called here this weekend. And if this isn't stalling, I'm not sure what it is. Panero Johnson has yet to make a step forward. Balestrini looks for a leg. Johnson sprawls, underhooks. Going to kill some time with that tight underhook. Back to their feet. They break apart. I don't know what else Panero Johnson doesn't have to do, but now with a low outside single, elevates the right leg of Balestrini in the air. Balestrini just waits, clears it, and goes right back in on a reshot. Wow, how he got away from that? Lots and lots of hard work. 37 seconds as they go off the edge of the mat. On their feet, Balestrini again. After Johnson, Johnson backpedaling. He's going to try and take some counter shots. He'll drop to his knees, and again, with that front headlock, lock it up and waste some time. Balestrini, a duck under attempt. Johnson, a shot in on the legs of Balestrini. In deep on the legs, Balestrini with a hanging on to the ankle. He wants a stalemate. The referee. Oh, unbelievable. Balestrini pretty frustrated by that, as well he should be. Pinero Johnson with a 3-2 win over Cade Balestrini. And it looks like 5-1 Ethan Kaufman beating Roman Marone with about 38 seconds to go. Looks like they've got some injury time over there. So a great effort by Cade Balestrini. Wrestles with Johnson again. He's going to ask a referee if he knows what stalling is. We've seen a lot of that from Erie Prep. Looks like that's what they're coaching up there. I've seen it from three or four wrestlers. Not a fan, but we will be back at 152 pounds right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
And we are back. 152 pounds, Eddie Scott, a senior from Du Bois, defending state champion, undefeated at 35-0. And as you could well imagine, ranked first in the state, Marcus McLaurin from Cathedral Prep, a senior 36-4, currently ranked 20th in the state. And we are waiting for the conclusion of the last 4 seconds here on the consolation mat. And it looks like Central Mountain wrestler with a win. You can see the frustration on the face of Cade Balestrini. He wanted to wrestle. Pinero Johnson, he didn't care too much if he did or not. So 152 pounds, Eddie Scott, senior. He was a place finisher as a freshman. Didn't place as a sophomore champion last year. What a physical transformation in this young man in the last 2 years. He was kind of a scrawny, I think like 119-pounder maybe, 2 years ago. He's been spending some time in the weight room, I can guarantee you that. Up at 152, and he is a full 152 pounds. Now, see what we got going on the other mat here. They haven't posted it yet, wait and see. Waiting for the cell phone moms to clear out of the way before we can get going. Eddie Scott was a winner by fall over Sleeth of Hollidaysburg. Pendon Mann of Williamsport. McLaurin, 3-1 win over Whitman of St. Mary's, and then beat the number 3 seed Wagner from Mifflin County. Excuse me, Mifflin County pinned him in 22 seconds. Consolation Wrestling, Mark McGonigal from Clearfield, and Anson Wagner of Mifflin County. McLaurin on the attack. Had they stayed on the mat, would have had the takedown, but they were off the edge of the mat. Oh, boy, some brutalization of the head, neck, and mouth area by both wrestlers. McLaurin underhooks, snaps Scott down, circles to the rear, picks an ankle. Two-point takedown by Marcus McLaurin. Scott stands, and they go off the edge of the mat. And McLaurin, pretty well slapped together young man himself, a little shorter than Eddie Scott, but very muscular nonetheless. Very well chiseled. 1 point escape as Scott stands and turns, so the score 2-1 in favor of Marcus McLaurin. Some upper body. Now Scott goes to the legs of McLaurin. Sits him down on the mat. McLaurin with a whizzer. Scott tries to pull on the far leg. Tightens up on the double. Breaks McLaurin to the mat. Digs his toes just inbounds for the takedown. 3-2 lead for Ed Scott. Scott, the first of three state champions that'll take to the mat here tonight. Trey Kibe from Mifflin County at 170 and Nate Schoen of Selms Grove at 220, the other two. McLaurin stands. Scott picks up on the leg. Gets up underneath. Picks McLaurin up and, oh, they were off the edge of the mat. I was going to say the referee called it potentially dangerous. That had all the earmarkings of something that was bad about to happen right there. McLaurin stands, posts the hands, 1 point escape. And we are tied at three. That is something that as a state champ you don't want to do, and that's give up the escape with 10 seconds to go in your period. You want to finish on top. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. The choice to McLaurin. He defers. Scott going to go down on the mat. And they're back underway. Ed Scott stands. McLaurin tight waist. Scott turns. 1 point escape. Over and under hook by the two. Scott bear hugs McLaurin. And they go off the edge of the mat. Back in the center. Again, the over and under hook. This time McLaurin stays low, so Scott can't lock up that bear hug. Oh, nice near arm far leg by Eddie Scott. 2 point takedown as he rolls McLaurin to the mat. Boy, just completely switched gears, got the takedown. Reinforced bars. He puts McLaurin over onto his back. He's got McLaurin over. Referee counting out. And at least 3 points coming. McLaurin breaks the grip, rolls through. 3 point near fall for Ed Scott. And all of a sudden, he's got a 9-3 lead. Going to go with that reinforced bar again. Puts McLaurin over onto his back again. Boy, he's got a bar arm deep on the right side. Steps through, double bar arm, and he pins him. And he looks at McLaurin as he backs away. That's what being a state champion will do for you. 3 minutes and 16 seconds of the second period. Scott with the fall. Consolation round wrestling. And let's see what's going on over there. McGonigal up 2-0 over Wagner. Excuse me, 5-1 over Wagner. And they are in the early parts of the third period. But wow, what a show put on by Eddie Scott. With the fall, Marcus McLaurin will forever be able to say, I took down the state champion. That didn't get him very far, but he can say it. So as we await the arrival of Coy Bastian and the 160-pounders, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Championship Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Welcome to Aaron's. Thought that brand new living room suite, washer and dryer, or entertainment room was out of your reach? Not at Aaron's. Aaron's Rental has great specials. No credit check, free setup and delivery, flexible payments, and easy pay. What makes Aaron's different? Community. Aaron's Rental supports local sports. Courtney and her staff invite you to visit their new location, 1102 North High Street, Selinsgrove, or aarons.com/Selinsgrove. Now through March 7th, get 6 months same as cash.
And we are back, waiting for the consolation mat to clear up. Looks like a 5-1 lead for McGonigal of Clearfield. Brother of state champion last year, or 2 years ago, I think it was, from Clearfield, Luke. And now little bro will be heading to Hershey. So, Coy Bastion of Selinsgrove, junior 34-2, ranked 8th in the state. Ethan Rickner of Bellefonte, also a junior 31-2. He's ranked 7th in the state. Have a look at how these two guys got here. All right, Rickner, the top seed, pinned Nick Crisp of St. Mary's. Technical foul over Gage Golvis of Du Bois. Coy Bastion, Trey Shoemaker, his first victim by major decision. And he beat Campbell Walls of Hollidaysburg in the semis by the score of 10-4. Campbell Walls and Gage Golvis of Du Bois on the consolation mat. Rickner and Bastion waiting here on the championship mat. Well, we've got one more weight with area interest, 220 pounds. We've got Nate Schoen on the championship mat and Adam Young wrestling in the consolations. Adam trying to make his first trip to Hershey. Bashnan and Rischner shake hands. We're underway. Bashan, Russian hook on the right arm of Rischner. Wrestling on their feet. And a stalemate stop in the action. Bashan ties up on the head, breaks apart. Rischner holds his ground. Rischner looks for a leg in on the left leg of Coy Bashan. Bashan with a whizzer. Tries to mule kick away. Rischner with it, tightens it up and gets a 2-point takedown. So Ethan Rischner breaks out on top early, 2-0. Bashan back to his knees. Rischner with a tight waist, they go off the edge of the mat. Boy Bashan's words to me last night, I put the time in, I'm ready for this. He gets cautioned as he anticipates a whistle. 1 minute to go in the first period. Bashan tries to stand. Rickner rolls him down, and with 2-1 on the right arm, tilts him just a 1 second count. Bashan fights back to his base. Grapevine's the right leg. Rischner cross-facing on Coy Bashan. Bashan presses back to his base. Rischner. He's got that leg tied up. The right leg of Coy Bashan tied up. Goes from a grapevine. Now clears the leg. Riding with all of his weight forward, Coy Bashan can't press his upper body away from the mat. Rischner with a tight waist. Referee down talking to the wrestlers. I don't know who he may be speaking to or speaking about, but That is the end of the first period. Ethan Richner of Bellefonte, a 2-0 lead over Coy Bastion of Selinsgrove. Second period wrestling, referees down, position Richner of Bellefonte on the bottom. He gets down. Bastion goes from the left to the right. Richner stands. Bastion breaks him down. They go off the edge of the mat. Back into the center. Bastion again goes from left to right. Richner stands. Bastion breaks him down. Now Bastion with a figure four around the waist of Ethan Richner. And they go off the edge of the mat. 1:32 to go in the second period. 2-0. Ethan Richner from Bellefonte with the lead. Bastion gets the legs in right away. Breaks Richner down. Richner up on all fours. Stands, potentially dangerous stop in the action. Bashner right away with a figure four around the waist. Richner trying to figure the legs out. And a stalemate stop in the action with 57 seconds to go. Bastion sees something he likes there, trying to work something off of it. Right away, there go the legs. Power half on the left side. Bastion breaks Richner to the mat. Richner up on all fours. Bastion with the legs, weight forward. If anything, it's maybe wearing down Ethan Richner, and we've got, oh, he scissored the legs. The assistant referee calling that. Stopping the action, a point goes to Richner for the scissors. Gonna go right back to the leg. Richner not able to get out. Bastion flattens him out on the mat. Forearm in the back of the head. Richner trying to mule kick his legs free. That is the end of the second period. Bastion riding the entire period, but giving up that point, excuse me, with the leg scissors. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Bastion on the bottom, he stands, turns, Richner drops to the leg. Bastion slides his leg free, 3-1 lead for Ethan Richner. Bastion in on the legs of Ethan Richner. Richner ties up around the waist, ties up the ankles. Rolls Bastion through, and he will come out on top with a 2-point takedown. When he rolled Bastion through, he broke the grip of Coy Bastion, got the takedown. He leads 5-1. And they go off the edge of the mat. .124 to go in the bout. Bastion quickly to his feet. Richner tight waist breaks him back down. Richner with a tight waist. Pulls Bastion over. He's going to pick up two near fall points. Bastion fights back to his base. Now Richner with the leg of his own. Grapevines the right leg of Coy Bastion. Flattens Bastion out. Passion back to his knees. Kirchner going to put the grapevine in on the right leg. Reaches across. Trying to pull the far arm out into the guillotine. He's got Bastion flat on the mat. And a stalemate stop in the action. It's like Campbell Walls from Hollidaysburg, a 7-3 win in the consolation wrestling. Definitely the up-and-coming hairstyle of wrestlers is the mullet. You got the white walls on the side, the mullet in the back, but Campbell Walls has got something all of his own going there. He's almost like the Carrot Top. He's got bright red curly hair, and it is everywhere. 2-on-1 by Richner. He's going to pick up another two near fall points on Bastion as Bastion fights back to his stomach. Richner's got the reinforced bar on the right arm. Two near fall points. And it'll be Ethan Richner picking up the win. That is the end of the match. Ethan Richner of Bellefonte. A 9-1 major decision win over Selins Grove's Coy Bastion. We'll be back with the 170-pounders right after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Geez, look at Harry. Why is he so happy?
Oh, I hate happy people.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Harry.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
I'm going back to school. Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. I'm pumped.
Excited to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. Great education, small class sizes, close to home.
Expensive.
Not really. It's the most affordable private college in northeastern PA.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I'm making a life change. I can't stay at this job forever.
I want a life change.
Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. It's life changing.
And we are back, 170 pounds. Defending state champ Trey Kibe, a junior, 34-2 from Mifflin County. He'll take on Lance Urbis, a junior from State College. He is 33-4, ranked third in the region. Let's take a look and see what these two young men did with each other last week. Kibe with a 9-2 major decision win. Or no, 11-3 major decision win. So Kibe is the defending state champion, as you can imagine, with the big advantage. Consolation wrestling. Trent Tidball of Meadville and Hayden Kovalik from Clearfield on the consolation mat. And we're underway. Kibe and Urbis. Kibe a blast double. Dumps Urbis to the mat. Urbis no answer. 2-point takedown. He's got the navy right on the legs. Urbis clears that, stays on his stomach. Kibe, half Nelson right. Crab right as he pulls Urbis back into his lap. Urbis back to his knees. Kibe with a tight waist. Again with a crab ride. 2-on-1 on the right arm by Kibe as he flattens Urbis down. Trey Kibe, as a junior, making an early commitment to wrestle for Kale Sanderson in the Penn State Nittany Lions. Lance Urbis, his older brother, I swore up and down he was going to be a state champion last year. Did not have a good state tournament. I think he placed, but he lost two down there. Right now, Kibe all over Urbis. Urbis not able to do anything at all. Kibe gathers the right arm in. Kai Brighting parallel. Not a whole lot of action now. Trying to pull the right hand of Urbis back under. Urbis to his knees. And that is the end of the first period. Trey Kibe of Mifflin County with a 2-0 lead. Kibe was a runner by fall. Oh, just 10 seconds over Bialak from where's he from? McDowell. The then major decision, Caleb Porter of Central Mountain. Urbis came from deep in the pack. It was a winner by fall over Dean Hollenbach of Selinsgrove. Technical fall over Kovalik from Clearfield. And then he upset the number two seed, Tidball from Meadville, 5-0. Yeah, right now, he's riding the state champ. And, well, that's all gone. As Kibe comes out the back, two-point reversal for Trey Kibe. He leads 4-0. I'm trying to get a leg in on the left side. Urbis flattens out on his stomach. Kibe from behind. He's riding parallel. This is not what you call the best display of wrestling talent here. He's just smothering Lance Urbis. Vicious crossface. Keeping those hips pressed right to the mat. Urbis stands, breaks him down. It is the end of the second period. 4-0 the lead for Trey Kibe. Let's start the third period on their feet. They lock up. Break apart. Kibe a shot in on a double. Urbis sprawls. Kibe finds the corner. Switches to a single. Elevates the left leg in the air. Swipes out the supporting leg. Two-point takedown. Trey Kibe, he leads 6-0. Now 6-1 is he's going to let Urbis up. Again on their feet. Kibe snaps Urbis down. Really pounding on the head of Lance Urbis. Under a minute to go. They break apart again. Kibe tackles Urbis to the mat. Two-point takedown for Trey Kibe. He leads 8-1. Lance Urbis has not been in this match since the opening whistle. Kibe going to let him up. 8-2. Kibe wants to work on some takedowns with Lance Urbis. Snaps him down. Urbis ties up on the head. Snaps him down again. Comes up under the arms. Low ankle shot and a two-point takedown for Kibe, and that will be the end of the match. Trey Kibe defending state champion, 10-2 win over Lance Urbis. 182-pounders up after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at shocklaw.com.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley.
Bridges out of poverty, what does that mean to Lewisburg?
It's an opportunity to learn about our neighbors who are under-resourced. Because if we don't understand our neighbors, we tend to judge them. And once we start to judge people, I think we all know this, break down relationships. And we really can't move forward without those relationships.
WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
For almost 2,000 years, Christians called Mosul, Iraq, home. Today, not one is left. Persecuted and killed or forced to flee, Christians and others have become the victims of religious cleansing in Iraq and Syria. Hundreds of thousands have been made homeless. They are desperate for food, shelter, and medical care. The lack of international response has been shocking. If we don't help, who will? Visit ChristiansAtRisk.org and help make a difference.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
We had too much replay. I'm sick of all the stoppages. And I'm sensing a lot of the fans feel the same way, too. They're just sick of the game constantly. Oh, here we go again. Great. All right, another one. And the NFL is going to regret the day that they voted yes on pass interference. They're going to regret it.
The Steve Jones Show, 3-5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app.
When she came to our house, she came as a member of our family.
There's a world out there that we know nothing about, and this child will be a little small piece of that world that you will know forever.
They settle in and become part of the family. It's everlasting.
I love her. She's my daughter.
Become a host parent to an international high school exchange student and change your world. Say yes to AFS and the Youth Exchange and Study Program. Visit us at afsusa.org.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's a little too much yapping going on right now in sports. Even something as simple as the handshake line at the end. Even there's some garbage happening in that right now. Guys refusing to shake hands, just turning away. Look, at some point, you're 18 to 23-year-old individuals. Grow up.
The Steve Jones Show, 3-5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And we are back 182 pounds. We've got Ethan Rossman of Bellefont and Griffin Bazell of Meadville. Consolation Wrestling, Derek Sunafrank from Bradford. And Garrett Starr of Du Bois. And right now we have some injury timeout for, looks like that's for Buzell. So Griffin Buzell, the sophomore from Meadville, kind of a surprise that he's here. Let's take a look at how these guys got here. ...195 pounds is kind of a topsy-turvy weight. Garrett Eddy of Punxsutawney was the top seed. He got beat by Miller from Central Mountain. Tyler Price was the number two seed. Brian Ahmet beat him, and those two are wrestling over on the far mat in the consolations. Ahmet was trailing 5-3 when he pinned Price. And looks like Price now has Ahmet on his back, even though Ahmet has control. Meanwhile, wrestling here on the main mat back underway. And it is Rossman with a 4-0 lead over Bazell from Meadville. And we have injury time over on the consolation mat. Let's see who they have. It's like a star from Du Bois. Yeah, okay, that is star. I'm sorry, it isn't. It is not Ahmed. Ahmed is up at 195. Right now, we've got Ethan Rossman. He got a pretty deep bar arm. They're trying to turk the leg of Bazell. Rossman now posting the left arm of Bazell on his back. Bundles the arms. He's going to run out of time. So Ethan Rossman of Bellefonte with a 4-0 first period lead. All right, here's what happened in this way. Ethan Rossman of Bellefonte, the top seed. Winner by fall over Stephen Miller of Selins Grove. They pinned Garrett Starr of Du Bois. Bazell. He came from deep in a pack. He beat Brett Zatoni of Clearfield. He pinned him. Almond of Altoona was a 9-8 winner. Beat the second seed, Suna Frank from Bradford, by the score of 8-4. So he is, he's a third seed. They're a real tall, lanky kid for a freshman. Second period wrestling, Ethan Rossman starts at the bottom. He quickly escapes. Leads 5-0, and now shoots in on the legs of Ethan Bazell. Rossman on the attack. Bazell not quite sure what to do. He puts his hands on his shoulders, trying to keep Rossman away from him. Rossman ties up in the head. Just working to tire out Bazell. Oh, no. Nice blast double by Ethan Rossman. 2-point takedown. Turks the legs. Loses the Turk. Flattens Rossman on the mat, leads 7-0. Bazell back to his knees. Dick Wood out of District 6, the referee in this bout. We saw him at the beginning of the season up at State College. And I said he's one of the best referees in the state of Pennsylvania, and I still stand by that. He still is. He's been doing it a long time. Bazell stands. Rossman trips him to the mat. I'm certain we'll see him next week down at Hershey. Riding from the left side with a tight waist. That is the end of the second period. And a 7-0 lead for Ethan Rossman. Over on the consolation mat, Garrett Starr, a 6-2 win over Derek Sunafrank from Bradford. So that a reversal of fortune from last week. See that quite a bit. So with the mats clearing off, with Rossman with the win, 195 pounders coming up after this. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
And we are back. 195 pounds. Nicholas Miller, a junior from Central Mountain, 23-10, ranked third in the region. He will take on Tyler Benner, a senior, 27-10, from Bellefonte. And it is 195 that was kind of the topsy-turvy weight. Garrett Eddy of Punxsutawney, the top seed, he got beat by Miller, 8-7. Miller was the number five seed. Brian Ahmet with a fall last night over Trevor Price of State College. Price was the second seed. And then Ahmet leading 6-3 in the semifinals. Looked like he was going to make it into the finals here tonight. Tyler Benner of Bellefonte went upper body with him, threw him, and pinned him. So consolation wrestling, it'll be Price and Ahmet. Ahmet with the fall last night. Let's see if he can do it again. Meanwhile, Nicholas Miller with a quick takedown on Tyler Benner leads 2-0. And let's see, last week these two they did not wrestle. Benner got beat early, came back through the consolation bracket. Tyler Price was the district champion. That's why you keep working, guys. You might not have a good tournament one week and come back the next week, qualify for state championships. I've seen guys have terrible regional championships and win state championships the following week. That's why you keep working. Miller with a 2-0 lead, tight waist. Right now, Ahmet and Miller, 0-0 at the end of one period. Brian Ahmet will start on top of the referee's down position. There's a switch that he used last night, and looks like Price is trying to switch, and Ahmet re-switching him. Stays in control. Miller stands, clears the hands, and a one-point escape. Tyler Price with a 1-0 lead. One period of wrestling concluded on the championship mat, and it is Nick Miller of Central Mountain with a 2-0 lead. Miller goes back to work with that tight waist. Bar arms are left. Steps out to the side, runs the bar. Trying to find that pivot point. Finds it, and he puts Benner on his back. And he pins him. 2 minutes and 20 seconds of the second period. With the bar arm, Nick Miller with the fall over Tyler Benner of Bellefonte. That'll be the end of the Bellefonte wrestlers. They're done. Right now the score over on the consolation bout. 1-0 lead for Tyler Price of State College over Ryan Ahmet of Selins Grove. So we'll stay with those guys through conclusion. Second period wrestling. Price in wants a leg. Ahmet sprawls, comes up under the arms. Gets heavy hips. Price steps in. Gets control of the legs. Cuts back the opposite way. Ahmet with a whizzer. Price comes up with a leg. Ahmet balancing on his right leg. Price with the left leg elevated into the air, not able to shelf it. Ahmet hangs on with the Whizzer and a stalemate stop in the action. Now check that. It's the end of the second period. So a 1-0 lead. We'll start the third period. Referee's down position. Ahmet on the bottom. He stands, and we're tied at one each. Tyler Price of State College. Ryan Ahmet of Selins Grove. Winner gets a trip to the sweetest place on earth. Loser gets to start working out for spring sports. On their feet apart. Ahmet in, looks for a leg, in deep, on a single, switches to a double. Elevates Price up into the air. Price with a neck wrench. Ahmet picks him up, puts him down hard. 2-point takedown and puts him to his back. Referee counting out near fall points. He's going to collect at least three. If he doesn't pin him, tightens him up. 3-point near fall. Oh, they went off the edge of the mat. So Ahmet, he was here this afternoon and lost. Coaches are reminding him of that now. 6-1 lead. Granby roll by Price. Ahmet follows. Price stands. Ahmet from behind. Tight waist. Lets him go. 6-2. 36 seconds to go. Price on the attack. Ahmet pushing him away. Ahmet ties up on the head of Price. Gives ground. Price over an underhook. Ahmet drops to a leg, picks Price up. They go off the edge of the mat with 14 to go. Headlock attempt by Price. Ahmet backheels him to the mat. He's going to get the takedown, and he's going to get the win as he puts Price on his back again. Time runs out. 3-point near fall for Ryan Ahmet, and a big 11-2 win for the Selins Grove junior. So he'll be joining his buddies Bashan and Sean on the trip down next week. Speaking of that, 220 pounds up. Right after this, you're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
And we are back. 220 pounds, defending state champion Nate Schoen, a junior from Selins Grove, 34-0, ranked first in the state. He'll take on the second-ranked wrestler from Cathedral Prep, Dorian Crosby. He is a senior, 43-1 last week, Schoen for last year. Schoen beat him 8-5. He tells me they've been friends since about the third grade. They have wrestled many times. A couple years ago, they were in the finals of the Pennsylvania State Junior High Tournament. Didn't tell me if he won or not. Wrestlers come to the mat, shake hands, and we are underway. Crosby underhooks Schoen. And they go off the edge of the mat. Consolation Wrestling on the other mat. Also of extreme interest, Adam Young. Shiklemy Jr., 27-6, 22-4. Belfont Jr., Max Barrier. In case you're wondering, Young beat him in the dual meet So keep an eye on both of them. So far, scoreless on both mats. Schoen looks for a leg on Crosby. Crosby on the reshot. Schoen clears the leg. In case you're wondering if this is a tougher tournament last week than it was, or this week than it was last week for Nate Schoen, definitely is. He wrestled 3 minutes and 38 seconds. Meanwhile, over on mat number two, Adam Young with the first takedown. He leads Barrier by two. And it looks like Schoen hurting his hand on that exchange. Trainer's out looking at that, so we've got a stoppage in that action. Meanwhile, first period ends. Adam Young, 2-0 lead. He'll start the second period from the bottom. He's set. Barrier on top. Young inside stand-up comes to his feet. A one-point escape for Adam Young. He leads 3-0. Right now they're going to tape up Nate Schoen's finger. He'll be okay. And they're back underway. Crosby with his right hand already heavily taped. Crosby up under the arm, ties up on the head of Schoen. Meanwhile, Adam Young with a takedown. He leads 5-0. Schoen, near arm, far leg. 2-point takedown, Nate Schoen. He'll lead 2-0. That was just brute force. That finger definitely hurts. He pulls at it and grimaces in pain. Referee's time. They taped his little finger and his index finger together on his left hand. I think they're going to tape everything. Meanwhile, Adam Young, 5-0, 43 seconds to go in the second period. Max Barrier of Bellefonte, and now we've got blood time, so we've got no wrestling. They're working on the left hand of Nate Schoen. The referee said this was his time. There's no injury time. And now Seth Martin, head coach of Selins Grove. He's looking for somebody. He's looking for Nate's dad. That's who he's looking for. And they're back underway. Schoen tried to get a leg in, slipped off. Crosby, 1-point escape, 2-1 lead. Meanwhile, Adam Young back in action, leading 5-1. Late in the second period. Schoen leads 2-1. Crosby up under the arms of Schoen. Schoen clears it. Crosby ties up on the head again. That is the end of the second period of wrestling. And the score 2-1 in favor of Nate Schoen. Third period wrestling, Schoen on the bottom. He stands, turns. Switches to a double leg, 2-point reversal for Nate Schoen. He leads 4-1. Meanwhile, early in the third period, Adam Young, 9-2 over Max Barrier. Locked up on their feet. Back in the center, 9-3 lead for Young as he lets Barrier up. Meanwhile, Crosby in on the leg of Nate Schoen. 4-2 lead for Schoen as Crosby with the escape. Schoen trying to shift his weight. Wizards balances on his right leg, left leg trapped by Crosby. Crosby drives in on the legs, tries to pull the leg in. Schoen trying to get off the edge of the mat. Schoen mule kicks. Crosby grabs the legs. Schoen turns off the edge of the mat, no takedown. Great counter wrestling by Nate Schoen. Crosby had him dead to rights. Now back in the center. Schoen on the attack. On their feet. And they go off the edge of the mat. And Adam Young, 9-4 win. He will advance to Hershey. Schoen tries to lateral drop Crosby. Crosby on a counter. Schoen sprawls. And we will go into the third period. 4-2, the lead for Nate Schoen. Crosby starts the third period down. Schoen with a tight waist. Crosby ties up on the head as he turns and escapes. 4-3. So, Adam Young making the trip. Fire up the bus. Young, a 9-4 win over Max Barrier of Bellefonte. Nate Schoen with a huge test here this evening. On their feet, locked up. Schoen snaps Crosby down. Apart. Now they tie up again. Crosby shoots in, looks for a leg. Schoen sprawls. Crosby has the right leg. Schoen gonna bail. Turns. 2-point takedown for Crosby with 40 seconds to go. He leads 5-4. Dorian Crosby with a lead. Schoen stands, posts the hands of Crosby, turns. Looks for a leg as they go off the edge of the mat. 1-point escape. We're tied at 5 with 17 seconds to go. On their feet. They tie up. collar ties, center of the mat. That is the end of regulation. 5-5. Crosby. Oh, arm pass by Schoen. Crosby looking for the mat, edge of the mat, and he's going to find it. Wow. That was a counter by Nate Schoen. And Schoen looks tired. Hands on his hips, breathing heavily. Crosby ties up on the head. Crosby driving Schoen backwards. Schoen circles back into the center. Sudden victory period right here. Crosby snaps Schoen down. Schoen works to the side. Double trouble. Oh, they're going to run out of mat space. And Schoen going to need some more injury time. Trainer quickly holding his forehead. So with this being the second injury time, Crosby will have his choice on the restart. He will certainly choose down. You get the trainer right there. They hit heads. He's checking them for concussions. Apparently the two clashed heads. Trainer look into the eyes of Nate Schoen. Tied at 5 apiece. We are in extra time. The golden, they used to call it sudden death. Now they call it sudden victory. Schoen sits up. Two trainers right now working on Nate Schoen. Schoen looks a little uneasy as he stands, trying to get back into the center. I think this is in the hands of the trainer, whether he wrestles or not anymore. Schoen took the worst of that shot right in the middle of the forehead. Trainer's going to talk it over with him. They sent the coaches to the corner. Now they're going to come back over and check him out. Now they're having him follow the old finger. Again, just checking him for a possible concussion. Referee talking with the coaches. Completely separate from the trainer. Schoen back into the center. He's going to continue. Now. Yes, okay. Crosby does get his choice. That was his second injury time. So 15 seconds to go in extra time. Crosby goes down, stands, and escapes. And that should be enough. That should be the end of the match. And now the referee realizes that that is the case. And indeed, Dorian Crosby in extra time will defeat defending state champion Nate Schoen by the score of 6-5. The heavyweight's up right after this. You're listening to Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Join News Radio 1070 WKOK Monday through Friday mornings from 8:30 till 10 for our live local telephone talk show, On the Mark.
Employees get stuff from their companies and they complain. I don't understand it. You know, the company didn't have to give them anything. They could have said, Merry Christmas, be on your way, have a nice holiday. I'm of the thinking, if you get something, be happy and carry on.
On the Mark, weekday mornings from 8:30 till 10, only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You want to talk about this? All right.
I have no idea. Said he said he's had that status in his eye that the other guy said he could go.
Trying to figure out what happened there. Talking with Coach Zaiters of Sealings. First of all, let's talk about the finger. What happened there?
It looks like it's fractured from what they're saying.
Okay, it looks like he broke his finger. They taped that up. He went back out. Then at the end, it looked like they clashed heads. They were obviously checking for concussion.
One guy really said, he goes, no, he can't go. It looks like he has stagnus. And they got another guy to come over and look at him. They talked and they did some tests. And they're like, no, he's good to go.
So bottom line, he's making the trip probably with a broken finger. I'm sure that's going to hurt, but not going to stop him. But
no, and he'll keep going. I think he was wrestling on adrenaline right there because he didn't show any pain at all with his fingers.
So. Yeah.
But, hey, we'll see what happens next week.
All right. Hey, good luck. Just checking in on what was going on there with Nate Schoen. All right, we are at heavyweight. Thomas Pollard of Meadville, a senior, 33-0, ranked 12th in the state. He'll wrestle Oliver Bellott of Clearfield, a sophomore, 34-3. He's ranked, ninth in the state. Consolation Wrestling. All right. Consolation Wrestling. Trevor Manley of Altoona and Blaine Davis of Mifflin County. And it looks like the heavyweight from Altoona with a quick takedown. Meanwhile, Bellott and Pollard. Nothing going yet. On their feet. Bellott, a tall, lanky heavyweight. Probably weigh about the same, but Bellott a little bit taller. Pollard, short and stubby. Two clash, break apart. And they tie up on their feet. Locked up head to head. That is the end of the first period. It is scoreless. Thomas Pollard of Meadville, Clearfield's Oliver Bellott. Second period wrestling. Pollard starts at the bottom, fires quickly to his feet. One point escape for Pollard, who leads 1-0. Off the edge of the mat. Again, they tie up. Blot in, looks for a leg. They come back to their feet, neutral. Not a whole lot going on here with these two big guys. They tie up, break apart. Neither one is going to go underneath. Got to believe that Balad is a little bit more the technical wrestler, but he's smart enough to know you don't go under a guy as big as Tom Pollard. Trying to get a Russian hook. Again, they lock up. Balot seems to be more interested in the time. He keeps looking over at the scoring pylon. They're going to end the second period with a 1-0 lead for Tom Pollard. So the Braves send in two, Adam Young and Cade Balestrini. Balestrini is a runner-up, and Young is a third-place finisher. Seals Grove with a couple of runner-ups. The third-place finisher in Ryan Ahmet. No District 4 champions this year at the Northwest Regional Tournament. Well, we are tied at one apiece as Balad escapes to start the third period. On their feet, they lock up. Over and under hook. Pollard in on the leg of Balot, elevated it, ran out of mat space. Back in the center. 1-1 tie, 50 seconds to go. Now Balot in on the leg of Pollard, elevates the leg into the air. Steps through, tries to trip him. Loses the leg, no takedown. Pollard snaps Balot down. Still nothing. Balot checks the timing pylon again. They go off the edge of the mat. 10 seconds to go in the bout. And we are certainly headed for overtime. Locked up, break apart. Consolation mat is in overtime. So, after three periods of really exciting wrestling, Thomas Pollard of Meadville, Oliver Balot of Clearfield, tied at one. Balot looks for a leg. Pollard clears it. They come back to their feet. Pollard attacks over an underhook. And Pollard puts Balot to the mat. 2-point takedown and more. 3-point near fall. No, 2-point near fall. Doesn't really matter. So it'll be Oliver Balot with a 5-1 overtime win at heavyweight. And they are still going at it over on the other mat. So while they conclude that, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Championship High School Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Good luck to the team from your Seelands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit.
Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Mark and Troy here. We're extending the Red Tag sale. We only have a once-a-year special Red Tag prices on every new and pre-owned vehicle, and it runs till the end of the month.
We have new Jeeps in stock with discounts up to $7,000. We also have a great selection of 2019 Rams with discounts up to $11,000 and over 100 pre-owned, all at Red Tag prices. It's exciting. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
And welcome back to Altoona Area High School, where the PIAA AAA Northwest Region Tournament has just concluded. The consolation wrestling in the heavyweights, a 9-2 win for Blaine Davis over Mifflin County over Trevor Manley of Altoona. So the heavyweight's a little bit less than incredibly exciting. Team point-wise, Bellefonte wraps up the championship with 184.5 points. Cathedral Prep with 166.5. Mifflin County in third with 144. Followed by Central Mountain, DuBois, Meadville State College, Williamsport. Sealands Grove is in ninth, and Shikellamy is in 13th in the team race. And we go back and take a look at what happened here tonight. You know, they've not placed the third or put the third place finishers in here, so we will just go back to this document. All right, 106 started off. Nick Allison of Mifflin County looking to win two in a row over Jacob Van D of Erie Prep. Reversal of fortunes for Van D, a 7-3 win for the Erie Prep sophomore. 113 pounds, Derek Keene, sophomore from Central Mountain, a 7-1 win over Aiden O'Shea of Bellefonte. At 120 pounds, Lane Ikey was a 5-0 winner over Carter Weaver of Williamsport. Ikey from Bellefonte, they won 5-0. 126, Jude Swisher, Bellefonte, really looked impressive, a 17-4 win over Kamen Smith, a sophomore from Cathedral Prep. And at 132, Matt Sarbo, equally impressive with a tech fall, 20-4 in 4 minutes and 53 seconds. Sarbo from Altoona over Trenton Donahue of DuBois. 138 pounds, Riley Bauer rode Chandler Ho out for the entire third period for the 1-0 win. Bauer from Williamsport, Chandler Ho from DuBois. 145 pounds, it was a cat fight, won by Pinero Johnson of Erie Cathedral Prep with a third period escape. Wins by the score of 3-2 over Shikellamy's Cade Balestrini. Balestrini, nonetheless, his fourth consecutive trip to the state championships. 152 pounds, Marcus McLaurin of Erie Prep comes out, quickly takes down defending state champion Ed Scott of DuBois, but it was all Scott after that. Scott coming up with a second period fall in 3:16. 160 pounds, Coy Bastion of Sealands Grove, Ethan Richner of Bellefonte. It was Richner with a 9-1 major win over the Seals junior. 170 pounds, Trey Kibe, a defending state champ from Mifflin County, with a 10-2 win over Lance Urbis. of State College, 182 pounds. It was Ethan Rossman of Bellefonte, a 7-0 win over Griffin Vassell of Meadville, 195 pounds. Nicholas Miller of Central Mountain with a second period fall over Tyler Benner of Bellefonte, 220 pounds. Man, it was something. Dorian Crosby and Nate Schoen going back and forth. Schoen with the second injury timeout in extra time as they battled to a 5-5 tie. Crosby chose to go down on the mat, escaped, and won in the sudden victory period. So Schoen suffers his first defeat of the season to Dorian Crosby, 6-5. And finally, the big guys, Oliver Blatt, a 5-1 win over Tom Pollard of Meadville. Blatt from Clearfield. We have two other qualifiers. Let me go back and get the scores. At 195 pounds for the Sealands Grove Seals. Ryan Aumet, and let's see, he was a 11-2 winner over Tyler Price of State College Wrestler. He pinned last evening. And at 220 pounds for Shikalemi, Adam Young was a 9-4 winner over Max Barrier of Bellefonte. So we've got, total five wrestlers from our valley going to the state championships next week. None as champions. Three runner-up and two third-place finishers as they head to Hershey next week. Well, they've already rolled the mats up. The segmented mats made by our friends at Reslate take no time at all to roll up. They are standing around in piles throughout the gymnasium. Fans, coaches, and wrestlers milling around waiting to find out that Bellefonte won the team championship and get their trophy. But that pretty much does it for us here from the Altoona High School. Join us again next week from the Giant Center in Hershey for the state finals of the state of Pennsylvania. For Matt Catrillo doing all the great work that a producer does in our Blue Hill studios, keeping us going here all night, this is Steve Williams saying goodnight. Shikalemi Brave High School Wrestling, this is a WKOK Sports presentation. Good night.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.